This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill tabled in the House of Representatives meeting. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak highlights necessity to amend Citizenship Act to further systemize issue of acquiring citizenship. Lawmakers draw government's attention for effective measures to control wildfires. Nepal government on preparation of Sagarmatha Sambad country's flagship dialogue forum on contemporary issues of global significance in May. And Indian forces kill 31 suspected Maoist rebels in Chhattisgarh state. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2081 has been tabled in the House of Representatives meeting. Presenting the bill in the meeting yesterday, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak highlighted the necessity to amend the Citizenship Act to further systemize the issue of acquiring citizenship and implement the order of Supreme Court in this regard. The Home Minister said the bill has been introduced with the objective of making it easier for children of parents who have acquired Nepal citizenship by birth or for people who are currently not in contact with their parents to acquire citizenship. Home Minister Lekhak also presented the Nepal Police Bill 2081 and the Armed Police Force Nepal Bill 2081 in the meeting. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel proposed to discuss the Banking Offences and Punishments Second Amendment Bill 2081, which got an approval in the meeting. In the meantime, the lawmakers drew the government's attention to fire and wildfire control. In the meeting, the lawmakers drew the government's attention to the work being done for fire control. The lawmakers also demanded the non-governmental arson bill registered in the parliament be presented in the parliament and brought for discussion. The lawmakers further drew the government's attention to current issues including ordinances registered in the parliament, pending bills in the parliament, and corruption prevention. In the meantime, the Social Media Bill 2081 BS has been presented in the National Assembly. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subbagurung, tabled the bill in the session. The government had registered the document on the 20th of January in the Upper House, citing it aimed to further systemize the use of social sites, making them decent and secured. Tabling the bill, Minister Gurung said the bill is meant for making the operators and users of social site platforms responsible and accountable and promoting social goodwill, cultural tolerance and good governance through the appropriate and systematic use of social sites. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for 1 p.m. today. The preparatory meeting of the Sagarmatha Sambad was held yesterday in the presence of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The government of Nepal is scheduled to host the Sagarmatha Sambad, Nepal's flagship dialogue forum on contemporary issues of global significance in Kathmandu from the 16th to the 18th of May. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, formation of the Directorate Committee headed by the Prime Minister has been proposed. Likewise, discussions were held to form the Executive Committee for the Sagarmatha Sambad under the chairmanship of Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deobau. The sideline events and exhibitions have been proposed in partnership with the Nepal Tourism Board, the Federation of Nepalese Chamber of Commerce and Industries, and the private sector. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel has said that the results of the half-yearly progress of the budget for the fiscal year are mixed. Presenting the half-yearly assessment report of budget implementation for the fiscal year 2081-82 at yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly, he mentioned that the geopolitical tensions and other international factors have affected the supply chain and expected loan expansion has not occurred. During the review period, overall expenditure has increased by 17.66% compared to the same period of the previous fiscal year. The government has decided to deploy tourist police for the security of domestic and foreign tourists visiting Rara area. The Department of Tourism and Chayanath Rara Municipality have signed a memorandum of understanding to deploy tourist police in Rara for the safety of tourists visiting the Nepal's largest and deepest Rara Lake. Director of the Department of Tourism Leeladhar Awasthi and Chief Administrative Officer of the Municipality Pashupati Shahi signed the MOU. The fire that broke out in Timang Forest of Chame Rural Municipality 1 in Manang has not been brought under control even after 10 days. The forest fire had started in the evening of the 31st of January. The district administration office said they have not been able to douse the fire due to the difficult topography of the area. Chief District Officer Matrika Acharya said all the security agencies in the district have been mobilized to contain the wildfire. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भन अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged people to remain alert as the number of fire incidents is increasing with the onset of the dry season and this trend could increase further. Authority's spokesperson Dr. Dijan Bhattrai stressed that since most of the fires are caused by man, so everyone should be alert on time to prevent it. Meanwhile, the district police Range Kathmandu has issued a notice making it public that 34 fire incidents have occurred since mid-December in Kathmandu alone. 36 persons heading to Prayagraj, India from Surkhet have been injured after the bus they were travelling by met with an accident in the Babai Hare section of Ratna Highway yesterday. Among those injured in the bus accident, 6 are in critical stage. Spokesperson at the district police office in Baki, DSP Birendra Kumar Biswakarma, said that 30 others had minor injuries and all the injured are undergoing treatment at Kohalpur Medical College in Baki. The police further shared that those injured in the incident were yet to be identified and the investigation into the incident is underway. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 31 Maoist rebels and 2 Indian commandos have been killed in a gunfight in the dense jungles of central India yesterday as security forces ramp up efforts to crush the long-running insurgency. According to the AFP news agency, more than 10,000 people have been killed in the decades-long insurgency waged by rebels who say they are fighting for the rights of marginalized indigenous people. Senior police officer Sundar Ras P said that 31 rebels and 2 security personnel are dead and 2 other security personnel are injured in the incident. The official said the toll could be even higher as the police continue to carry out search operations in the area. The gunfight broke in the forested areas of Bijapur district in the state of Chhattisgarh, considered the heartland of the insurgency. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi province. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill tabled in the House of Representatives meeting. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak highlights necessity to amend Citizenship Act to further systemize issue of acquiring citizenship. Lawmakers draw government's attention for effective measures to control wildfires. Nepal government on preparation of Sagarmatha Sambad country's flagship dialogue forum on contemporary issues of global significance in May. And Indian forces kill 31 suspected Maoist rebels in Chhattisgarh state. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.